UW System spokesperson Doug Bradley says UW-Madison, Milwaukee, and Eau Claire are closed, but the rest, including the two-year colleges, still have openings. It's unusual to have openings this late, but he says it's a competitive market, and uncertainty about the state budget may have scared away some students who rely on financial aid.
Since there were questions up until the budget was signed about what was going to be available, I think those kind of things make this decision-making process even maybe a little dicier than in the past.
More students are welcome at UW River Falls. The director of admissions is Alan Tuchtenhagen.
We often don't realize that we might still be considering applications at this time of the year, so we kind of want to get the word out that I've got a little room still for new freshmen and for transfer students, and we're going to look at them on a case-by-case basis.
Being so close to Minnesota, Tuchtenhagen worries about attracting and keeping enough good students.
In a state that used to consider itself Minnesota's equal in higher education and workforce development, those kinds of things, has seen itself falling dramatically behind Minnesota in a number of people with bachelor's degrees and those kinds of things. So we're on the verge. We may be doing well now, but I think we're on the verge long term of realizing the impacts of limited funding that will not be played out maybe for another 10 or 15 years.
Consequently, the admissions director has about a dozen spots he'd like to give to qualified first-year students. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.